everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up on this week's show, well, shortly, we're going to be hearing from James Hayes as we'll be looking back at another busy week in the Northern Premier League Premier Division with a bit of a results roundup. Later in the show, we're also going to be having a little tour of Step 4, as it were, as we'll be catching up with some managers we've not really spoken to in recent weeks due to the FA Trophy and the FA Cup and that kind of thing. So later in the show, we're going to be hearing from one of the joint managers at 1874 Northwich, North Shields, Loughborough Dynamo, Sporting Kalsa, Trafford and Bridlington Town. That's coming up later in the show. But before that, to Manchester United. Big news this past week as it was announced that their manager, Carl Jarrett, has left the club, ending a remarkable eight-year stint in charge at Mount Pleasant. And for more on this news now, on Friday, I caught up with football writer from the northeast of England. It's a welcome back to the show now to Mark Carruthers. Well, Mark, a big welcome back to the show. And what an achievement at Manchester United over the years. What's your thoughts on Carl departing the club?
Well, the immediate reaction is one of sadness because Carl's been a real mainstay at the club and the sort of northeast non-league scene. I mean, he's been there 8 years and the club's almost unrecognisable from what it was when he took over. You know, you look at they won the Northern League twice during his time at the club. They won they just won the League Cup beforehand. They'd been promoted. I think when he took over, the last thing on people at Mass minds would have been, can we end up in Step 3 of the non-league pyramid? But he's done that. He took them, we shouldn't forget, to the semi-finals of the FA Vars as well, so came close to taking them to Wembley. I think when you look at it, though, the biggest thing for me is that he's consistently regenerated the squad. He's brought in quality young players, but he's managed to blend them with established players at Northern League level or in the Northeast non-league scene. And it's just one of sadness that he's leaving. I don't really know the reasons behind it. They haven't really been made public, and I think that's possibly the best way for it to be, because then people can just reflect on just how far he's taken the club and focus on the positives rather than the negative, which is his departure.
I mean, when we talk about Manchester United and the start they've made to the campaign, I mean, we've said a couple of times, you've got to compare them to Liversidge, haven't you, to see how they stack up. And it has been a really good start for Mask. So that's kind of his legacy, isn't it? Like you say, I mean, being at Step 3, that's some achievement.
It's unbelievable. And I think for both clubs, to be fair, getting into Step 3 is just a remarkable overachievement, if anything. You look at them and they had a wonderful start, didn't they? Let's be honest. I mean, at one stage, they were not so long ago as well, we should say, they were sat comfortably in the playoff places. They've had a little stumble. You know, they've dropped down the table, but I've got no concerns about them. I think they can firmly establish themselves in step three. So it's what everyone says when a long-term manager leaves, isn't it? The fact that it's going to be like replacing Alex Ferguson at Man United. It's a tough job, and it'll be a big job for someone to go in and build on the work that he's put in place.
And obviously, you've got your ear to the ground. I'm not going to get you to speculate too much, but it is a club that's, you know, achieved a great deal in recent years. There's going to be no shortage of candidates, I'm going to suggest, to become manager at Mount Pleasant.
Well, you're taking over a squad that's a vastly talented squad, a lot of experience in there. A lot of experience of higher levels as well, we should say. They've brought in players that have, you know, played at a consistent level in the National League North and National League. So I think it's going to be an attractive job. There aren't too many clubs up here that are above Northern League level at the moment, and although that is growing, obviously, year on year, which is great to see. So I think there will be a lot of interest. It's going to be really interesting to see, one, who is in for it, and two, who Mask actually want to appoint. So it's a big one, and it's a massive decision because, as I say, replacing a club legend like Carl, which I think we can comfortably call him, is going to be not impossible, but certainly a very difficult task.
Well, big good luck to Carl and a big good luck to Manchester United. But Carl, we've had him on the show ever since Mask got promoted to Step 4, and always willing to come on, always a good chat. And yeah, best of luck to Carl for whatever he does next. But while I've got you, Mark, just to touch upon the FA Cup, because what a weekend South Shields have had. But commiserations firstly to Worksop Town. They've beaten 3-2 by Alverchurch. Fantastic effort, though, from Worksop, that's for sure. Big congratulations to Craig Parry and everyone at the club. And a big congratulations to Nick Spooner and everyone at Hyde United, running Buxton very, very close in that game over in Derbyshire. But Buxton going through. So one team left in the FA Cup with regards to the Northern Premier League, and that is South Shields. Mark, walk us through your thoughts on this result against Scunthorpe United, because I know non-league people would go, well, that's they're not too far apart as the two divisional gap would suggest, but easier said than done. And to do it like that, a 1-0 victory, superb stuff against the National League side.
It is. I've got to be honest, and it's obviously easy to say this after the event, but when that draw came out, because of Scunthorpe's form in the National League and the fact, knowing what South Shields possess in their squad, I always felt this was a really good chance of a shock. But I think you're right to say that it's not as big a shock as it may look from the outside. I think a lot of people will look at it and go, well, you know, it's a former football league club that have only just gone into non-league football. So it is a big shock. But for me, it wasn't. That said, South Shields have still put in one hell of an effort to get through this tie and get into the first round for the second time in 3 years, which is great to see. The wonderful thing as well, I know we'll talk about the opposition they're going to play in a second, but I was there last time they got through at the first round and they played away. And unfortunately, it was during sort of COVID restrictions, so supporters weren't allowed to attend. It was obviously shown via BBC on Football Focus. So supporters missed out, which was a real shame. Because I can imagine, even though it's a long trip, they would have taken hundreds down there because such was the occasion. This time, it's a home tie. I've got no doubt it'll sell out and it'll be a great occasion for the club.
I mean, what crowd on Saturday? It was pretty much a sellout, wasn't it? At Mariners Park, and you're going to imagine it again for Forest Green. Should say as well, big news, it's going to be on BBC One on Saturday, the 5th of November, a lunchtime kickoff. And just your initial thoughts on this one, Mark, and what are the chances? Because it's two divisions higher than Scunthorpe United, Forest Green. However, they're not doing too well in League One, so there is a chance. It's a small chance, but being at home as well, It's an even bigger chance.
Well, I think there's two things here. One, the BBC wouldn't have picked this game if it wasn't for the fact that they thought there was a chance of a shock. You are right, 100%. It is a small chance because of the levels between the two clubs. But if Forest Green come to the North East with the wrong attitude and think that they're going to get, you know, a comfortable win to get through, it could be all about that. It could be the attitudes. If they come expecting just to win the game, then South Shields have got more than enough in that squad to cause an upset. It'll be a wonderful day, and I know there's a lot of talk about the occasion and how historic it is for the football club, and a lot of talk about Kevin Phillips' first game in the first round of the FA Cup as a manager. But we can't get away from the fact that there is a game of football to play, and I think that's what he'll be stressing more than anything. Funny enough, I'm going to watch them this weekend against Warrington Rylands, and I'm speaking to Kevin about the FA Cup tie and kind of what lies between now and then. But I know he'll want the attention to be on the squad, on the club, you know, getting their day in the sun, and more than anything, trying to get through what is a very difficult tie.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, we'll cover it off in the lead up to that game on the 5th of November on the monthly show in a couple of weeks' time. But Mark, you touched upon this weekend's match for South Shields. They're spinning plates, aren't they, Kevin Phillips? It's a tough game, this one against Warrington Rylands, but everyone in the league keeps tripping over themselves. A win would be handy.
Well, it feels like one of those ones where at the end of the season, you'll go, you know, we managed to eke out a narrow win then, and that's kind of what's got us promoted or got us in the playoffs or whatever. We know what the ambitions are at South Shields, and I think games like this will be ones that maybe in the past they've tripped up, but I don't think they will this weekend. I feel as if there's something brewing there now. You know, the FA Cup run's only going to add to that. So it's an interesting game. It is a difficult game, as you say. Rylands possess a lot of threat in that squad, but it's going to be fascinating to see how Kevin Phillips' coaching team and the squad, you know, spin many plates, as you said.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Mark Carruthers, football reporter from the northeast of England, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. And best of luck this weekend covering South Shields against Warrington Rylands. Where's the match report going? Just a quick plug before you go.
Yeah, it'll be in the Sunday Sun, which is the local Sunday paper up here, not the national one. So yeah, it'll be in there, and there'll be plenty of coverage over the next couple of weeks ahead of that game against Forest Green.
And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us on this week's show. And a big, big good luck to Cal Jarrett. A fantastic job done at Mass United over the years. And hoping to catch up with Cal soon in his next role, whatever that may be. But it's now time to look back at all last week's results across the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And joining me now for a little chit-chat about what's been going on this past week. It's a big welcome back to the show to League Social Media Officer. It's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing? Not said that for a while.
No, we're recording this in the evening, you would be pleased to know, and a Wednesday evening at that. And so any other breaking news that might happen in the league? Unfortunately, we're not aware of it at time of recording. But let's get into it, James, because we've got loads of interviews coming up and plenty of things to talk about. So FC United currently leading the way up at the top of the division. A 2-0 win at Manchester United. That was seven games unbeaten on Saturday as a result of that. Then on Tuesday night, they went to Geisler and a very hard-fought game, this one. Guys, they're coming out the victors. A 2-1 victory for them in West Yorkshire. So FC United stay top, but partly due to the fact Matlock didn't play on Tuesday night as they played a game more than everyone else. Matlock themselves picking up a 2-1 win on Saturday at Warrington Rylands. That's your top two for now.
Obviously, Matlock Town, I think they'll be absolutely laughing with the midweek results. So, game in hand has worked in their favour. Obviously, they won the game against Knackwich. So, they're sitting pretty, thinking, can they continue this form throughout the season now without Buxton being in the way?
It was a good night for Matlock on Tuesday, but it was a good night for Geisley as well with that victory over FC United. A good crowd there as well, over 1,000 there at Nevermore. And it followed up as well, a 3-1 victory for Geisley at Belper Town. Two results which sees Geisley in 12th position, which sounds miles away from that playoff line. However, it's actually only 1 point, as is the nature of how close it is at the moment. So FC United top at the moment, Matlock in second, Morpeth in third. Morpeth have had a bit of an up and down week, haven't they? Last Tuesday, they were beaten 4-2 by FC United. A tremendous fight back on Saturday, defeating Stafford Rangers by 2-1. Stafford Rangers having a 1-0 lead in that game as well. So great result that for Morpeth. That saw them go up to third spot in the league. However, Morpeth were beaten 1-0 at home to Whitby on Tuesday night. A great result for Whitby, we should add. But it's the same as FC United, isn't it? It's one step forward, one step back after this week for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that was Morpeth's first home defeat of the season. So the only point they've dropped so far up in Craig Park is against Bamber Bridge. Anyone can beat anyone at this moment in time. Great result there for Whitby, and especially from a couple of weeks ago when they were drifting at the bottom of the table.
Good bouncing back as well after the 2-0 defeat on Merseyside on Saturday against Marine. Marine, incidentally, drew 0-0 on Tuesday night with Stalybridge Celtic. A four-point week for Marine ain't bad at all. South Shields, we've discussed their FA Cup exploits already, but a 1-0 win for them at Liversidge on Tuesday night. That sees South Shields up to fourth, 4 points off top spot with four games in hand over FC United and four games in hand over Matlock, three games in hand over Morpeth and Warrington. So South Shields very much in the slipstream now of their rivals. Also having a bit of a promotion push, Warrington Town. It's been a kind of stop-start season for Warrington Town, but everyone blinked and Warrington suddenly find themselves in fifth position. I feel like Berkey's back on the show going on about Warrington Town's spiritual home of fifth position, but that's where they find themselves after this past week. A 4-0 win for Warrington Town at Liversidge on Saturday, following that up with a good, solid 1-0 win at Lancaster City. So Warrington Town in that posse of teams on 22 points, Morpeth on 22. So how many teams is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, all on 22 points. Warrington Town back in the mix. But so Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, a 1-0 win over Hyde United. That was a follow-on from the result on Saturday, which was another 1-0 win against Nantwich Town. And Bamber Bridge in sixth position, James, which is proving that what we saw last year, it can be repeated, potentially, at Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, they've not had a bad start to the season. Obviously, the defeat to Stalybridge Celtic is the only standout result you can think of. But quietly, they're going around the business. They're getting the form.
Radcliffe are in seventh position. They've dropped out of the playoffs this past week. They obviously didn't play on Saturday because of maths and the fact there was a couple of teams in the FA Cup. It kind of threw a couple of teams out from the league calendar. But Radcliffe did play on Tuesday night and it was a 1-1 draw with Belper Town. However, it's a better point for Belper, who came from behind Jacob Grattan scoring in added time in that game. Obviously, the season's going fine for Radcliffe, but from a Belper perspective, James, that's a pretty important point, isn't it?
Yeah, but at the same time, with Belper, they're starting to pick up them pretty important points more and more often. That's a little bit of hope there for Belper Town. And again, if something that they can build on, I think at the same time, what Steve Pittrick's trying to get out of there.
Alpha Cole's currently sitting in 16th, a massive 4 points from 5th. But there is a gap appearing between 16th and 17th, and that's 6 points between Atherton Coles and 17th place Stalybridge Celtic. But Lancaster City, Whitby Town, Nantwich Town, Liversedge and Belper are all separated by just 2 points. Atherton Coles, incidentally, with two draws this past week, a 2-2 draw with Gainsborough Trinity and a 0-0 draw at Warrington Rylands. Two very good points there for Atherton Coles. Just touching upon Gainsborough Trinity, they followed their draw on Saturday with a 3-0 win at Mount Pleasant against Mass United. Fantastic result that for Gainsborough Trinity. Sees them in 9th position, 1 point from 3rd place Morpeth Town. Ashley United in 11th after that 2-1 victory over Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday. However, Ashley United drew 1-1 with Stafford Rangers on Tuesday, Ashton United scoring a very late in the day equaliser there, James. Good week for Ashton United. They do find themselves in 11th, but that might as well be 3rd. I mean, it's 1 point, isn't it? That's been a good week for the Tamesiders.
Yeah, I mean, their form recently, that's coming off the bounce of 3 defeats in a row. So against Southampton mid-table, don't forget they were up in the, I think they were 4th and 5th about 2 weeks ago themselves. So again, just shows results mean everything in the league at this moment in time. They've automatically found themselves back in the mid-table spots. But if the partnership of Saunders and OC starts going on, that's one that's the front line they've got there potentially.
And obviously, for all the matches this weekend, the npl.co.uk, loads of big games this weekend. A win, a trip, and you can find yourself in the playoffs, or you can find yourself in mid-table. It really is really hotting up for the top 16. And for the rest of the league, one defeat and you're in the relegation places, one win and you're out the relegation places. It's quite remarkable stuff. So the npl.co.uk. James, we're about to head over to Step 4 as I'll be interviewing some Step 4 clubs on this week's show. But James, just before you go, just a quick plug for social media. Like we said, loads of games happening this weekend, loads of radio commentaries. There's the NPL goal show as well, and loads of video clips of goals being scored, some cracking goals on social media channels. So how can people keep across it all?
Yeah, on Twitter with Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, official Northern Premier on that.
And a big thank you to James Hayes, social media officer, for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time, as we mentioned earlier, to head to Step 4. So we're going to kick things off talking about the East Division. Shortly, we're going to be joined by the manager at Bridlington Town. Bridlington Town currently sitting 6th in the league table. A fantastic result for them last Saturday, beating Consett away from home by 3-2. So we'll be catching up with Bridlington Town shortly. But before that, it's to North Shields that we turn to. They're currently 2 points outside the playoff places and are currently on an unbeaten run of 5 games in the East Division. And to judge the mood now at North Shields, it's a welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Mark Nash. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us and big congratulations for the unbeaten run that you're on at the moment. 5 games unbeaten, including 3 victories in that. I mean, how's it going in the East Division at North Shields?
Yeah, it's going great. I mean, people look from the outside, they've probably seen a bit of an inconsistent start, and that was maybe the case, but we have been carrying a lot of injuries, especially over that bank holiday weekend. But after that, we started to recover and showed some really good signs away to Stockton, who obviously at that time had a 100% record. They beat us, but I thought we performed really well that night. And obviously since then, we've not lost a league game. We've had 4 clean sheets out of 5 games as well. So things are starting to turn around, coinciding with getting some bodies back as well. So yeah, the form's good and we're looking pretty good, especially at home, looking strong. And then amongst that, we went to Pontefract and won 2-0, which was obviously a really difficult place to go, and that's still their only defeat. So we've sort of turned around results-wise and getting a bit of consistency. So I think we're just really looking up now, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's not just that win over Pontefract, is it? I mean, the 1-0 with Dunstan is a good result, as is, you know, a 0-0 against Brighouse. So, I mean, we obviously caught up, I think, at the start of September, didn't we? And, you know, we're talking about how you're approaching this season. But at this stage, as we head towards the back end of October, it looks like you've hit the ground running, basically, at North Shields. I mean, how are you finding the step up to step four?
I think we're finding it good, tough. It's a challenge, but I think that focuses the players a little bit more, that they've got sort of new opponents to face. And, you know, we don't know loads about them apart from bits and bobs of information and footage you get. But, you know, the players are up for every game. And I think that's proved it, especially with some of the results we've had of late. And, you know, if I'd have converted one of the draws against Brighouse or Dunstan into wins, we'd have been in the playoffs. So we're not far away. And we do realise there's a bit of a run of away games coming as well, but I still think we're in a pretty good place to compete in whatever fixture we get at the moment. So yeah, I think we're acclimatised well. We've learned a lot of things fast, and I think we're really competitive, providing we can get a bit of luck with the injuries and suspension front.
And despite the injuries, you know, 2 points outside the playoffs as well after 11 games of the season played thus far. Are you moving your expectations as this season progresses, Mark? Or are you just taking each week as it comes and seeing where you get up to? Because, you know, as this develops, it's a bit tight, isn't it, in that from third down to, well, probably Brighouse, I'd say. But it's you're very much involved in all this.
We are, but we're definitely just, you know, one at a time. We had a little bit of a short-term target of October because we had a lot of home games in there. So our expectation was hopefully to churn out as many points as we could before we went on the road quite a bit. So it's turning out that way. We've won two and drawn two, and we've got another one tomorrow. So if we can get 3 points tomorrow, then I think it'll be a really successful October. But we're sort of just treating it like that in little sort of chunks. And I think, you know, the aim's probably to be maybe in and around playoffs after Christmas, and then that'll definitely give an incentive to keep pushing, I think.
And touching upon Saturday's game, obviously at home to Carlton Town. Carlton Town, one of the big performers last year, but at the moment they're down in the lower half of the table. But this is going to be a tough game this weekend.
It's definitely going to be a tough game. They're all pretty tough. Carlton have been decent on the road and had a cracking win at Shildon not too long ago, so you know, all the opponents are dangerous, I guess. You know, it's just them dealing with the travel. It's a long way for them. Hopefully we can take a bit of advantage of that. But, yeah, it's, you know, a competitive league and we don't expect anything else. You know, they were strong last year and I'm sure they'll be up there again. And, you know, again, you don't have too much information around whether they've had a lot of injuries or not, but they've started to churn out a couple of results lately, so maybe they've got players coming back as well. So I think it bodes for a good game.
And last question, Mark. Like we touched upon in the Welcome to the NPL show we did right at the back end of last season, the Step 4 show we did back in September, and the question I'm going to ask you here, are you enjoying it, Mark, at Step 4? It looks like everyone at North Shields is, and onwards and upwards, I think. But how much are you enjoying it and relishing these upcoming fixtures in the league?
Yeah, a lot. Look, I've been asked the question quite a bit, especially lately, and I've been honest about it, and I've said I'd much rather have this where we are now than even defending with Northern League title from last year, you know, at Step 5. I just think it's new, it's a challenge, and there's some tough games week in, week out, and as players as well, from their point of view, I think it's a level they want to be playing at. You know, I think that this league is the challenge now, and everyone should strive towards it. So I don't want to go back now, put it that way. So we're enjoying it.
But you wouldn't have these interviews if you went back to the Northern League, Mark. So, and I'm glad you're enjoying it, and rightfully so as well, because it's going really well on the pitch. But Mark Nash, a big thank you for joining us. Keep up the excellent work, and a big good luck against Carlton tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mark Nash there, manager of North Shields, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's stick with the East Division now and move down the North Sea coast now to Bridlington Town. Bridlington Town have had a cracky start to the season, currently find themselves just a point outside the playoff positions, and a good win for Brid, as we mentioned earlier, at Consett last weekend. So to hear more now on the mood at Queensgate, let's welcome the manager at Bridlington Town. Please welcome to the show, Mike Thompson. Well, Mike, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, a big congratulations for a decent start to the campaign in the East Division. How's it going at Bridlington Town at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, we're happy as a management team. I think I'm new to the role this year. So I've been around the club for an awful long time in a playing capacity and a coaching capacity. Spent 2 years away from the club with Beverley Town and returned this year. So, you know, to turn things around from what was a difficult season for the club last year, you know, we can't have too many grumbles about the way we've started this year, Ben. It's been really, really good.
Touching upon recent results, I mean, the Worksop game, a draw against Worksop is, as we've seen with their cup run, no disgrace in that, is there? But, you know, just narrowly losing to Cleethorpes, but the recent wins against Brighouse and Consett, that's partly why I've invited you on the show this week, is because that's quite a signal being sent out there, isn't there? That you know, Bridlington are competing this year. And, you know, I mean, what's your expectations now after what you've seen in the opening couple of months of the season, especially in recent weeks?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Worksop result really sort of turned a few heads. And I'll be really honest on that one. I thought we were worthy of it. You know, we had 10 points on the ropes for the last 15 or 20 minutes. You know, and since then, they've gone on to win 10 on the bounce. They've only conceded 2 goals in the league since that point. So, you know, it shows what a fantastic result that was. The most recent ones, I think Cleethorpes was a bit of a sucker punch to us because I felt like we were worthy of a draw. You know, it was a good, well competitive game. It's been chances either end and they've nicked one from a set piece in the last minute. So, you know, I told the boys at that point, you know, you look at the Worksop game, you look at the Cleethorpes game, you can't get too high with one and you can't get too low with the other. And that sort of attitude is what's taken us into, like you've just mentioned, a successful period of results. I think Brighouse was a bit of a freakish game, to be honest. Those boys got a lad sent off in the first half after 25 minutes. And we've not really coped with that very well, if I'm being honest. But the shutout and the way we've sorted ourselves out in respect of how we defend and how we build has been really, really good since the bad result we had at Shildon. And I think from that result, that was our wake-up call. We've got better and better and better. And going to Sheffield and having a competitive game. And if we can perform away from home and be good at home, we'll be worthy of a decent finish this season. And going to concert was very difficult, and the travel that you do, you know, getting the rubbish out of your legs and being able to perform, especially up north, is very important. And to win that game, you know, they scored a consolation, a bit of a freak deflected goal in the last minute. We would have been worthy of a 3-1 there. And I think, like you say, that it sends a little bit of a signal. I don't think we're going as unnoticed as we were probably a month ago, and people starting to perk up to the fact that, you know, we're up there, we're competing. And for me, Ben, you know, we're worthy of it. We should be up there from the performances that we've put in. Now it's a matter of when people do not take you for granted anymore, you've got to perform week in, week out to stay there. So any progression from last season, from my point of view, was a conversation that I had with the chairman in the summer, you know, that the club needed to be performing better than they were last year. And I think in all facets at the moment, you know, the buy-in from the lads, the way we train, the environment that we've created for them, and now you're seeing the fruit on the pitch, you know, how well we're performing to get the results that we are, all of that's starting to come together. And it's great to see, because we're worthy of being up in those top 10 places, in my opinion.
Obviously, I'm not going to go into what's your points target for the next 4 weeks and stuff like that, but just to let the listener know what's coming up for Bridlington: Stockton Town away this weekend, then Pontefract Coles the week after, then Dunstan, and then finishing things off with North Shields. Certainly a challenging 4 weeks, but like you've said, each one of those four managers there will be looking at you now going, well, I don't think we want to play Bridlington, to be honest. So this next 4 weeks is pretty important, isn't it? Pretty pivotal stuff for what you're trying to achieve, I'm going to suggest. But it's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I think you're totally right in everything you said there. I think, yes, we will be on people's radar a little bit more than we were. I think we've got to continue just looking after ourselves, because when we do that, you know, were good. You know, I went down on Tuesday night to watch Stockton and Pontefract because we play them both in the next 2 weeks. You know, and it was an unbelievable game. You know, two very high caliber teams, highly physical, who put on a great game of football. So you look at that, you know, and you think we've got Stockton away, we've got Ponty at home. You know, Dunstan are flying. Dunstan have just beaten Stockton. You know, North Shields are playing very, very well. There isn't an easy game. There isn't an easy game. And I think we've just got to look after ourselves. From the points perspective side of things, you know, when we've got back-to-back games that are 2+ hours on the transport, I set myself a target of 3 points from the next two. So we're kind of in a bit of credit with that. But every single game at the moment is, you know, anybody can beat anybody with the ones that we've got coming up. So where the league positions will lie week on week are changing. You know, you see a couple of defeats for Brighouse. You know, I like Ville a lot, and I think what he's doing down at Brighouse is very good. Two defeats and you find yourself in 11th and 12th position. So, you know, everything changes on the stroke of 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. So we've got aspirations to do more. I think the boys are capable of doing a little bit more. I won't give you too much about what our aspirations are for the coming weeks. But yeah, you know, I feel like we're overachieving in some respects in relation to where we sit in the league and what the boys are putting out there for me. But all of that's down to environment, in my opinion. We've given them the platform to be able to enjoy the football and perform at the level, and they're doing that for me at the moment.
And last question, Mike. Obviously, like you said, you're a former player, appointed manager at the end of last season. How much are you enjoying your time as in the hot seat at Queen's Gate?
Well, I'm loving it. I really am. I think I jumped out of coaching with the former manager, Brett, to take up an opportunity to manage at Beverley Town. And there was a little bit of a project on there. You know, the club were getting ready off the field to delve into Northern Counties football and sort of play at the highest level that they'd ever played in their history. And I was fortunate enough for that to be my first management job and to achieve that, you know, to get the club into that position. And we had a phenomenal couple of seasons there. We broke an awful lot of records, and I feel like it grounded me quite a lot because I'd been very used to Northern Counties football, and it was a delve into, without too much disrespect, into a lower level of football where, you know, you've got some lads that are paying for the pleasure to play football. So you have to adapt and you have to make sure that you're doing things in the right way to get the best out of your players. So I think when the job came about at Brid, there won't have been many jobs that had swayed me away from that, what we was doing at Bev, but this would always have been one of them. And I knew the challenge as well, because it was, you know, it was a tough season for the club last year. And, you know, first things first was to flip all that on its head and make sure that the lads was enjoying it. It was an environment where they could go out and achieve and do well and have a bit of pressure off them. You know, if we set them up with everything they need to do to just go on the pitch and play football, that was the main aim for me. And again, I'll be honest, I didn't expect it to happen so quickly. But I suppose that's down to some of those boys, some of those loyal lads that stuck around and trusted me and trusted the way that we wanted to go. And in doing that, you know, we've been able to attract more quality as well in the early months of the season. So, yeah, it's a job that I'm really enjoying. The chairman's fantastic. He always was as a player. And he's doing exactly the same for me as a manager. And the management team I've got around me are uber supportive. You know, we've got a great set in Eddie Costello, who's assisting me. I've got Ron Millam as a goalkeeping coach, who's superb and brought Hitchie on a lot. And the team of physios that we've got as well. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And it's easy to say that when you're doing well. It's when we get into these winter months, if we lose a couple, you know, where are we going to sit then? But I think we've set the bar high and the standards are high, and the boys are keeping to that, and along with that continue.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Mike Thompson, manager of Bridlington Town, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us this week. Best of luck in the coming matches in the East Division, and keep up the excellent work. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
Mike Thompson there, manager of Bridlington Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the West Division now, of the Northern Premier League. And shortly, we'll be hearing from one of the joint managers at 1874 Northwich, another team who currently find themselves just outside the playoff places. And when I say just, I mean on goal difference alone. It's very, very congested, the West Division currently. Just 3 points separating Prescott Cables in second and Trafford in ninth. And speaking of Trafford, that's where we're going to now. Trafford with a fantastic victory at Clitheroe on Tuesday night by 2-1, a result which sees Trafford now just 2 points outside the playoff places. Let's judge the mood now at Shoreview, and it's a welcome back to the show to the manager of Trafford. Here's Danny Caldicott. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Brilliant result on Tuesday night against Clitheroe. It's always good getting a late winner, but against a team you'd be expected to be in and around the playoffs. How was Tuesday night at Shawbridge?
It was a tough game, as you can expect. You know, like you've said there, Clitheroe are they're a good side and a big club in our league, really, with big ambitions. And I think I mentioned that in my after match interview, that they will be up there because, you know, like I said, they are a good side with, you know, considerable resources. But the boys did really, really well. You know, I thought it was well worth it. First half, you know, we played some lovely football, opened up a few times, probably guilty of not taking our chances, which seems to be a little bit of a common theme for us at the minute, allowing teams to get back in. And then second half, really, we never really got going. Clitheroe, you know, they raised the game. Our lads were a little bit sloppy in good positions within their final third. They got the equaliser. And then, to be honest with you, Ben, it was end to end, and we managed to get the winner, which I was absolutely delighted with. And to be honest with you, it's what they deserved for the efforts on the night.
Oh, great stuff. Well, congratulations on that victory. And with that victory, 2 points from the playoffs. Obviously, we do have to put a big disclaimer on the West Division. It is a silly division at the moment because you're 2 points from the playoffs, you're 4 points from the bottom four. So, but how pleased are you with the start of the season at Trafford? You're certainly in the right ballpark, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're reasonably happy. The lads will tell you I'm never happy. But don't, you know, you find me a manager that is really. We always want more. A couple of points here and there, and it could have made the world a difference. But I genuinely think there's loads more to come from us. The points, as you mentioned there, just tells you about the league this season. I think the league above is just the same as well. You know, it's really, really tight. You know, you lose one, you might drop four or five places. You win one, you might jump five or six places. It just shows the quality that's in the leagues now, and that's filtered down, and it doesn't get any easier, year on year. But I am happy, we've got our own sort of targets and ideas that we'd like to do and achieve this season that we'll obviously keep in house because we are obviously competing against some big, big clubs in the league. But I don't see any reason why the squad we've assembled, can't go on and surprise a few people this season.
Yeah, and last season there was a spell, wasn't there, where Trafford were there or thereabouts, and it's just about keeping that consistency going throughout the season. But it's easier said than done, isn't it? Really, but that is the trick, isn't it? This year.
Yeah. I think honestly, mate, the word you said there, consistency, is what I seem to be repeating myself with our boys, and it is difficult when you're working with a young squad. Last season, you know, we was consistent to a period to get us there or thereabouts in playoffs, and then we kind of just fell short. A lot of that was consistency. I'm definitely going to put a portion of it down to age and experience because we lacked that at times, and then unfortunately we just fell off. But them lads that we managed to retain, bar a couple obviously that went on and progressed and moved up, they've got another year under their belts now, so there's no excuses in terms of they don't know what it's about and they don't know what to expect. You know, they should be better equipped for it this season.
And how are you enjoying things as well, Danny? Because we've caught up a few times since you became manager at Trafford, but every season your experience is growing all the time. So, I mean, how are you finding this season at the club so far?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Obviously, each day, each week brings its own challenges. Like I said, every league game, every cup game is incredibly difficult, but it's brilliant to test yourself against, more experienced managers and bigger clubs and bigger sides to see obviously how far you're progressing yourself individually. It's tough at times, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably one of the best at giving advice out to other managers and stuff when I speak to them about trying not to get too too carried away when you win and try not to get too obviously too low when you lose. But it, you know, when you do get negative results, it can hurt you and it can hurt you for a few days. But I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, I'm in this position because this is what I want. This is what I've always wanted to do after I finish playing, and it's something that I'm hopeful of having a long and you know, if I'm lucky and fortunate enough, successful career in doing.
Well, he's hoping. And obviously the next step is Widnes away on Saturday. Then you've got Witton Albion at home, you know, Leek Town at home as well, a midweek game on the start of November. So what's your thoughts on the upcoming matches for Trafford?
Like I said, mate, they don't get any easier.
No, they don't.
Widnes suffered a bit of a heavy defeat on Tuesday against City and Liverpool. And I know Elo and I know Crossy really well, two fantastic guys and management team, and they'll be wanting to obviously put that right. So we're gonna face the backlash of that on Saturday. You know, we discussed that last night at training with the lads. So they're gonna have to be you know, extremely prepared for that on Saturday. It's gonna be a very difficult game. But I don't think we've had many positive results up there, to be honest with you. So I'm hopeful that we can get that right on Saturday. And then obviously after that, Witton and Leek, two, you know, again another two big clubs in our league, they'll both be up there. But, you know, I want to test myself against the likes of John Macken and you know, Baker at Leek. You know, them managers have been there and done it. They've had success. They know what they're doing. So, yeah, it's all a test and a challenge, mate. It's not going to be easy, but we relish every game as it comes.
Certainly, just going back to the start of this interview, we mentioned the Clitheroe result. I mean, what's the mood in the dressing room like as well? After a late win like that, that is a springboard, isn't it, into the upcoming games? And just a final question, Danny, if you keep that momentum going from that win against Clitheroe, a couple of wins and you're right up there in the playoffs, aren't you? That's what it's all about. And that word again, consistency.
Yeah. I mean, the mood's good. It was good before the game, to be honest with you. We all know that we let ourselves down against 74 on Saturday. That's taken nothing away from them, and Wayne, he's done a terrific job there. You know, they're a very, very good side. But we felt we let ourselves down after two back-to-back victories in the league and the cup against Hyde. So it was positive anyway, and we try and maintain that positivity, because that's how we know we're going to get results, by keeping everyone in high spirits and believing in themselves and each other. So yeah, you know, if we can string a few results together, mate, who knows? But like you said, the key word for us is consistency, and we've got to try and prove that starting on Saturday against Widnes. And if we can get another positive result, then obviously it's another step in the right direction. But as you know, in this league, mate, no game's easier. And if every manager could get a bit of consistency, mate, I think, you know, we'd all be up there competing. But unfortunately, it seems to be very difficult. At times you win one, then you'll get pegged back by a draw or a loss, and then you'll win a couple, and then you'll drop a few points here and there again. So, but again, I don't want to put that on our lads. The league's very competitive. There's quality all over. Sometimes some other teams on the days are better equipped for what happens, and we just fall short. But it's not for want of trying. You know, the lads are going to be ready on Saturday, and hopefully, mate, we can get a big 3 points.
Great stuff. Well, Danny Caldicott, manager of Trafford, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show. All the best this weekend, and catch up very soon.
Pleasure, mate. Top man. Thank you.
Danny Caldicott there, manager of Trafford, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's stick with the West Division now and go to 1874 Northwich, currently sitting 2 points ahead of Trafford in the league table in sixth position, 1 point off second-placed Prescott Cables. 1874 Northwich are currently on a three-game winning streak in the league and have just suffered one defeat in the last 10 games. Let's hear more now on how things are going at 1874 Northwich and welcome one of the joint managers at the Cheshire Club. Please welcome to the show, Paul Bowyer. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations on a good start to the season. I mean, how's it going at 1874 at the moment?
Yeah, I think we're pleased with the start we've made to the season. As everybody, I suppose, there's little elements that we think we could do a bit better at. But in the main, you know, the lads have been brilliant, responded really well to the things we've worked on in pre-season. And yeah, like you say, I think if we'd have said before the season started that we'd be where we are and the run that we've had and stuff, I think, you know, people would have said that that'd be a great start to the season, really.
And it's the run you're on at the moment. I mean, if we take the Cone result out of the equation, it's wins, but also picking up draws as well, and good draws, you know, like against Leek Town and Prescott Cables and Newcastle. So with regards to how you competed at the moment, is it meeting expectations or exceeding them at the moment, do you feel?
I think we've always felt before the season started we've got a squad that can compete with the better teams in the league, like you say, you know, a league time that you'd expect to be up in the playoffs towards the end of the year. And so far, we've managed to do that. I think the biggest thing for us this year is how we've been defensively. And in lots of games, we've looked really solid as a unit. And that's not just been the same players playing every week. It's been a combination of sort of seven or eight players that have played in defence, and also the players ahead of them that have really taken on board what we've worked on and made us a bit of a harder team this year. And I think from last season, that was something that we wanted to work on. And at times we were maybe a bit open and expansive last season, whereas so far this season, we've managed to make it a bit tighter and a bit harder to break down for other teams.
And touching upon last season, it was obviously, you know, going to be a find your feet year, but it was still, you know, a good performance in a very competitive West Division. So certainly a springboard, and we've seen that you're taking that spring on this year, it looks like.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, we've had a few players that have moved on from last season, one reason or another, you know, whether they've gone to other teams in our level or below, and they've players that have been with us for a few seasons. And I think for us, it's been really interesting to see the new players come in. We've got a lot of good players that we've brought in this season. You know, there's no doubt that they'll kick on from where they are at the moment. But it's been really good to see that they've taken on board the new things and worked together as a team, because quite a few of the players we've got in maybe hadn't played together before. And so we've got a good mixture of the likes of, you know, the lads that have come in with the experienced players that have been with us for sort of 4 or 5 years and know what the club's about, really.
And touching upon where you find yourself in the league table, obviously just outside the playoffs, but as is the way with this division this year, 1 point off second spot with a game in hand. So touching upon those results against Leek and Newcastle and Prescott Cables, do you feel like you are challengers this year, do you feel, in the West Division? Or is it still steady as she goes for you?
I think it is, really. I think we're pleased to be where we are at the moment. But like you say, you know, we're not far off being a bit higher in the league, but we're also, if you look the other way, I think there's about 6 points between us and, you know, the teams in the bottom six. So it's very much, I think, between now and Christmas, like it would be for every team, really, a big test in terms of the teams we've got coming up, and also if we can build on what we've done so far. And then you know, you're going to know a little bit more as you get closer to Christmas. But I think overall we're pleased, and we'll just sort of see how things go. I don't think many people before the season started would expect us to maybe have had the start we have, and there's no reason why we can't continue that. But we have got a few tough games coming up in the next, like, month, November and December, particularly, you know, tough fixtures. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out between now and Christmas.
And touching upon the club more generally, and you know, the work that you and Wayne are doing there at the club, but obviously the trajectory is an upward one since the club's been founding. I mean, what's the mood at the club like, you know, post-COVID and heading into, you know, this decent season thus far?
Yeah, COVID was tough, wasn't it, for everybody at this level, and there were parts that we missed out on, you know, just getting together as a club. And ever since the club was set up, there's been that community spirit and a big link between the players and the management and the supporters that come and watch us week in, week out. And the support that we get is brilliant. You know, we get a really good following away from home. So from their perspective, it's been really good to link the club between us and the supporters. So that's been really good. And even in the tough times that we've had over the years, I think the supporters have always understood where the club are at and what we're trying to do and the philosophy. And we've got a brilliant volunteers at the club that put a lot of hours in, you know, away from games, that goes on behind the scenes. So the overall feeling, I think, is really positive, and we just want to try and emulate that on the pitch, really, and continue a bit of a run that we've been on in the last few weeks, but certainly in the league anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be easier said than done, though, isn't it? Because of what's coming up this weekend. Mac away.
Yeah.
Used all the cliches, free hit and all that. I mean, Mac have been really, really good this year. But they're not undefeated. They are defeatable in this division. So without giving too much of the game plan away, how would you do this at Moss Rose on Saturday?
Yeah, as you say, you know, if Mac don't win the league, I think there'll be a lot of people that will be asking questions, and, you know, from other clubs in the league. And they should win the league. But we certainly stressed to the players, we don't want to go there and get taken in by the atmosphere and a bit of a different experience than we might normally be used to week in, week out. we want to try and play our game and not go there and change things and the way that we play. But we also understand that they've got a number of strengths that they've served them well so far this season in the league. So we've done a research on them. You know, we've had them watched and got reports, as we do with every club. And I think for us, it's about how certainly the younger players in the squad that maybe haven't had the experience of the crowd and maybe against the experience of the players that we're playing against, how they react, really. And we back them. We think that we've got a really good set of players, so there's no reason why we can't go there and perform well. And I suppose on the day, you know, like you say, in the past, they've not won every game. Bootle and Witten sort of vouch for that. So there's no reason why we can't go there and get something at all. And we very much want to go there and impose our game as much as we can as well.
Yes, absolutely. And just a question, Paul, just about how much you're relishing and enjoying this season thus far. I mean, it does come across in this interview. I think everyone's loving it at the club at the moment. Yeah. But how much are you relishing, you know, this away trip to Moss Rose to take on Macclesfield, but everything else that's going on as well, you know, in the coming fixtures, because you are very much involved, as we've touched upon in this interview.
Yeah, you know, both myself and Wayne, we really look forward to every game that we can get, because I think we really trust in the players that we've got at the club, and it's been brilliant to see how one or two of them have taken on board things that maybe haven't gone well for them in the past, and they're really keen to work on it and be progressive. So that's real good thing that we've got a group of players that really do want to improve, and you know, the team spirit is brilliant at the club. And I think we all, you know, over the last few years, we've wanted to get to this level to test ourselves against the likes of Macclesfield or Leek or Linnets, and that's what we're able to do now week in, week out, which has been brilliant. And in our opinion, you know, we think as a squad we can get better in terms of performances for 90 minutes and making sure that we keep that level of consistency that sometimes you don't always get with maybe younger players, and we want to work with them and try and improve where we are already. You know, we're really ambitious to kind of do as well as we can this season. So, yeah, certainly the next few games are going to be testing, but nothing that we're not going to go into and relish, really.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Paul Bowyer, joint manager at 1874 Northwich, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your day to join us this week. Big, big good luck in the coming matches, and catch up very soon.
Great, will do. Thanks very much.
Let's go to the Midlands Division now, and it's a very, very congested Midlands Division up at the top end. Hales Owen Town currently leading the way, 1 point ahead of Stamford, and then 4 points back, we've got Spalding United currently sitting third in the league table. They're on 22 points. As a Loughborough Dynamo, we will be hearing from Loughborough Dynamo shortly, Bodmer St Michael's, who we heard from last month, and Sporting Calza, all four of those teams currently sitting with 22 points. Before we hear, though, from Loughborough Dynamo, let's go to that team I just mentioned there, Sporting Calza. Sporting Calza with a fantastic 5-1 victory over Harborough Town on Tuesday night. And to hear what that result means for Sporting Calza, let's welcome back their manager. Here's Ian Rowe. Big congratulations for that 5-1 win against Harborough Town on Tuesday night. It's been a good start to the season at Sporting Calza. How have you found it?
To be fair, that was as good a performance as we've had. We haven't been great. We've been picking up results. We've lost a couple where we shouldn't have got beat. But in the main, we've been bang average up until the other night. We rotating the side a little bit, trying to find the right formula, and we went well. We went really well on Tuesday. So more of the same. We're in a decent position, and we've just got to keep kicking on.
And I know what you're saying about performances and that side of things, but just two defeats in the last 10 matches, and one of them was against Hales Owen. So based upon your first answer, I'm assuming you're not quite at full tilt just yet, but if you're still picking up results like that, that does bode very well, I'm going to suggest, for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, well, our away form's fantastic. We played five away, won four. Should have won the other one. Bowmere scored in the 95th minute against us, so there's 2 points dropped on that day. But our away form, touchwood, continues. Our home form, we've been beat three out of the six games. So, you know, we need to get that right. And if we can get that right, then, you know, it should stand us in decent stead. And we've got a potential banana skin tomorrow. We get to Yaxley, who are bottom. So it's as normal on a Friday night. Sort of a little bit as if going into the game, because at some point they're going to win a game, and I just hope that's not against us.
What's your expectations for this season, Ian, if I can ask you that, towards the end of October?
the expectation, again, without sounding like I'm reading a script, I wanted to better than what we did last year. We finished eighth last year in our first season. Every season, this is my ninth season at the club now. Every season we've progressed, whether that in league position or league standing or, you know, being successful in cup competitions, etc., etc. We just want to progress and look to make the playoffs. I know it's going to be a tough ask, but we'd look to make the playoffs. I'm not going to lie, that would be great. But if we can improve on our eighth place position last season, that would be again another step forward for the club.
Yeah, obviously, you're sixth in the league table at the minute, tied with Spalding United in third. But there is a bit of a gap opening up now to the rest of the division. I mean, it's 4 points to Corby. So, touching upon what you said about going better than eighth position, this starts certainly giving you a springboard to do that. But it's week in, week out. You've got to keep that form going now, I suppose.
100%. 100%. I mean, we're running with a squad of 20 lads. And look, I have said to the lads at the start of the season, I am going to be rotating it. I think we made three changes on Tuesday for what played on the Saturday. We had a good performance on Saturday against a tough Sutton side. And tomorrow will be the same again. We'll rotate it again. And hopefully everybody who comes in is hungry and keeps the hunger and keeps the desire going to try and keep getting results. So, yeah, the answer to your question is we just want to keep going and keep trying to push on.
And one player who's helping you push on is Miracle Okafor, who's scored a load of goals. And how important is that entertainment value? Because, you know, you are one of the league's top goal scorers at the minute. How important is that? I suppose it's the other end, isn't it, as well? But you're certainly entertaining.
Yeah, we do. We're quite expansive the way we play. We don't go out looking to keep it tight. We're quite expansive. I suppose it's a little bit like Newcastle under the Kevin Keegan days. We just try to be expansive and play on the front foot, try and play the right way.
And looking ahead one game at a time, you've already mentioned Yaxley and the potential banana skin there. You've got the midweek game away at Bedworth, but we've already mentioned the away form at Sporting Cows is very good. But then you've got that home game against Stamford coming up. That's a huge game, isn't it? But this is what you're involved in management for, isn't it? This is why you want your Sporting Cows are where they are in the league table. What's your thoughts on the remainder of the month?
A tricky one tomorrow. Again, like I say, the league don't lie. They've got 1 point from 11 games. So that's at this point, they're there for a reason. They're gonna, like I said to the lads in training last night, they're going to win one. Let's not let that one be against us. Then we go to Bedworth on Tuesday. Their form, I know they got beat 2-1 against Loughborough last week, but prior to that, I think there was on a run of 5 or 6 unbeaten. So their fortunes have turned a little bit. And then we got Stamford after that. Obviously, we played them twice last year. They beat us at our place in the 95th minute. Two really good games. And then at their place, they beat us in the 98th minute. So, you know, Graham Jury's sides are very good. In my opinion, if anybody finishes above Stamford this year, they'll win the league. So, it's going to be a tough one. But let's get the other two out of the way first prior to that. And, you know, we'll go and give that a crack when it comes around.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Ian Rowe, manager of Sporting Cows, a big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Keep up the excellent work at the club and catch up very soon.
Top man, Ben. Thanks again, mate.
Ian Rowe there, manager of Sporting Cows, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And lastly, for this week's little tour of Step 4, let's go to Loughborough Dynamo. As we mentioned earlier, Loughborough Dynamo currently sitting fourth in the league table, very much involved in the early stages in this playoff race up at the top of the Midlands division. And to hear the mood now at Loughborough, let's welcome the manager at Loughborough Dynamo. Please welcome to the show, Brad Munn. Well, Brad, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, it's been a good start to the season, hasn't it, at Loughborough Dynamo? I mean, how are you finding things at the club this season thus far?
We couldn't really have asked for a better start, but that's exactly what it is. It's only a start. And and personally, as we say, we couldn't have wished for any more. So for myself and Lewis, my assistant manager, the work that we put in over the summer, the headache of pretty much making an entire 11 new signings we're confident in what we can do on a training pitch. We're confident in how we can put our point across, but we're absolutely delighted to see how quickly and a predominantly new group of players have clicked and started the season for us. So yeah, can't really ask for much more.
And how are you settling into the role as well? Because you took over, obviously, I think you were assistant, weren't you, to Lee, the previous manager. And Loughborough have always threatened a start like this. You've always been there or thereabouts. But obviously, last season, it was a transitional year. How have you settled into the role now? Now you're in the hot seat.
Yeah, well, should have been as easy as possible. Because realistically, for three and a half years, me and Lee worked really, really closely together. We had a large impact on the team together, but just wasn't expecting, obviously, such a large turnaround in the summer. We know we needed a big recoup, so we was expecting quite a number. But in terms of the recruitment, that went well. Settling into the actual role, that went well. The way I like to do things, I speak to people with respect and look at ourselves on an equal playing field. If I bring players in to do a certain job, as long as they're doing that job, no issue. Staff, I don't really like to call it staff because we all work on the same playing field, but myself and Lewis, it was vital, if I'm honest, that when I took the role in the transitional period, as you say, last year, I took my time. I took a lot of stress on. I took a lot of the things needed to do around the club to wait and get the right person. I've known Lewis for a long time. He's had a fantastic playing career, so the respect from a footballing aspect. And my thing is just respect as a person. So for me, the best thing I did was bring Lewis in, and hey, it seemed to have clicked even more than I think me and him both thought it would. And in terms of your main question of how I've been settling into the role, it's just a new season at the same club I was at, but it's just a different title. So that's how I look at things. And like I say, ultimately the buck stops with me, but at the same time, if the people are brought in to do a job and they do their job, hey, my life's easy.
And when it comes to where you find yourself at the moment in the league table, obviously sitting fourth on 22 points, you know, in the playoff positions. Normally at this stage of the season, I say it's awfully tight, and it is. But this is one of the leagues where it's stretched out a bit. So the gap to yourselves and Coleshill in ninth is 7 points at this stage, which is quite big. So I mean, what's your expectations, and are they changing as the weeks progress and as the form just continues?
Hey, we'd be stupid for our expectations not to change. Let's be honest, the size of the club, that's probably why it's always threatened but never really happened, because we have no right to be competing in that respect. We know in-house what we're capable of. But when you look at the league and how you've started, you'd be stupid not to turn around and definitely expect something different. We have our own aspirations, and we've looked at how things are in terms of that spread, exactly how you mentioned, in terms of the points from a certain area. We look at it to a different position in the league, and we see how we can keep a gap to a certain point in that league, keep our run going, and we know exactly what myself and Lewis, we sat down at the start of the season and plotted out different points where we'd like to achieve a certain points tally. We've overachieved that at the start, so obviously your expectations have to change. We've now looked at the next set. Obviously we'll keep that to ourselves and keep that in-house, but all we're interested in doing is respecting every opposition that we go and play or come to play us, make sure our lads are bang at it, and hey, the points will take care of themselves.
And one thing which, you know, you know, looking at league tables and stuff like that, one thing I notice is the goals conceded, and it's just 6, which I think is the best defence in the league with Spalding United. How important is that side of things, as well as, you know, scoring goals? It's important to keep the score at the other end as low as possible, and you appear to be achieving that.
If there was one thing we didn't think was going to happen, was 5 wins and 5 clean sheets on the bounce, because I don't think the club's ever had that. We normally enjoyable to watch, and it is enjoyable to watch, but not if you're managing it. So this year, we've got a fantastic centre-half pairing together, and goalkeeper's been magnificent. But the back four in general, we've never had to play the same back four. We've never had that luxury of being able to play the same back four, but having that spine of the team that have kept that glue together, and the midfield, we just shored thing up. We said to the lads, if we get to half time, we get to 70 minutes in games, and it's 0-0, 1-0, we've always got a chance, because we know we've got the firepower, and we've got lads that have I've took the season again and put good numbers up. But the biggest thing for me, is, especially myself and Lewis, we're forward-thinking players in that respect when we were playing. So for us, we knew the importance of keeping the defence tight because we knew we could work with the attackers and keep that ticking. So I'm absolutely delighted with how we started in that respect. We basically tried to create a siege mentality of us against the world. And we're a small club, and if you can get that point, all the lads will absolutely graft their, whatever you want to call it, off from minute one to minute 100 if needs be.
Oh, good stuff. And obviously, I mentioned Spalding United there. That takes us to the upcoming games. You've got an interesting fortnight coming up, haven't you? Spalding United at home tomorrow as we record this. Dereham Town next Saturday. And then a midweek game at home to Stamford. My goodness. This is what it's all about, isn't it? This is why you put yourself in charge and put yourself in fourth in the league. These are big games coming up.
No, absolutely. And if we treat them any different to what we have already, then we're doing something wrong. So we treat every game as if it's a top of the table clash or a relegation scrap, whatever you want to, where you want to look at it or what gets the best out of people. That's how we do things. Myself and Lewis obviously looked at this run of games, and for us, all due respect, Chase Town haven't had the greatest of seasons so far. They've had a good cup run, but they were playoff final last year. We did what we needed to do against them at home earlier on in the season. So who says we can't do it against two of the other bigger hitters of the league and larger clubs? So for us, we went and watched them on Tuesday against Corby. So we do our homework. We try and set ourselves up as best as possible. And all we look forward to is another game, whether it be a Saturday or a Tuesday night. It doesn't matter where it is, when it is. But we just come ready. We show the respect. And we make sure, as I say, our lads are bang at it, ready to go and take points off whoever's in front of them.
And just a final question, Brad. Obviously, like we touched upon here, you took charge last year, but it's going very, very well at Loughborough Dynamo. How much are you enjoying it, and how much are you relishing these upcoming fixtures?
Oh, I'm a football man through and through. And I think as a management team and a management duo with myself and Lewis, football's our therapy. It is our medicine. After I had a brief spell in a full-time professional ranks, Lewis had an amazing professional career. So we do it because we're the love of football. Yes, we're young in the game as well. We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for the right reasons. So for us, being involved in football, being involved at, let's put it, the right end of the table, and knowing all our hard work at the moment has got us off to a decent start. But let's not put it past the players deserve all the credit for that, for buying in and putting that into practice. But we're absolutely relishing the opportunity to show what we're about, show what our knowledge and hopefully our passion.
Well, Brad Munn, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Keep up the excellent work and all the best against Spalding and in the upcoming matches as well, and catch up very soon.
Not a problem, and thank you very much for having me on.
Brad Munn there, manager of Loughborough Dynamo, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye bye.